They have come from near and far to pay tribute to the 38th President of the United States, Gerald R. Ford. People like Joe Garino from Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
We were in town, and I wanted to see President Ford. He seemed to be a very upstanding, honest individual who came up the hard way.
Mr. Ford became president in 1974 when Richard Nixon resigned because of the Watergate political scandal. The lines began to form on this chilly winter morning at 5 a.m. The U.S. Park Service estimates there are fewer people in attendance today than when former President Reagan lay in state in 2004. But many braved the hour-long wait in the cold with the sense of duty and tradition that comes with American citizenship. Harry Reynolds drove 8 hours in his car from the state of Ohio to Washington to pay his respects.
History. We were here for Reagan's funeral and kind of started the tradition. We plan on being here for everybody.
Why is that?
Respect for the office.
Others were more philosophical. Al Felsenberg is an American history professor at Princeton University in the state of New Jersey.
I think one of those presidents will be more remembered for who he was than what he did. He didn't have a great deal of time, but he brought a great deal of decency and respect to the office.
Mr. Ford's flag-draped coffin will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda until Tuesday, when the late president's remains will be moved to the Washington National Cathedral for a memorial service. President Bush has designated Tuesday as a national day of mourning. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。